وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله فمن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عجب للمؤمن أصابه خير حمد الله وشكر وإن أصابته مصيبة حمد الله والصبر فالمؤمن يؤجر في كل أمره حتى في اللقمة يرفعها إلى في إمراته وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الله تعالى قال يا عيسى إني باعث من بعدك أمة إذا أصابهم ما يحبون حمد الله وإن أصابهم ما يكرهون احتسبوا والصبروا ولا حلم ولا عقل فقال يا رب كيف يكون هذا لهم ولا حلم ولا عقل قال أعطيهم من حلمي وعلمي وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الطاعم الشاكر بمنزلة الصائم الصابر وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن العبد إذا سبقت له من الله منزلة فلم يبلغها بعمله ابتلاه الله في جسده أو في ماله أو في ولده ثم صبره على ذلك حتى يبلغ المنزلة التي سبقت له من الله عز وجل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين بزرگان محترم برادران عزیز السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ سفر کا آخری ایام ہے 1446 ہجری کا برس ہے اور 30 اگست ہے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی انسان کو بنایا ہے کچھ کام کے لیے بلکہ قرآن مجید میں تو یہ بتایا ہے کہ پوری کائنات والذی خلق لکم ما فی الارض جمیعا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں کہ پوری کائنات میں جو کچھ بھی بنایا ہے وہ انسان کے لیے بنایا ہے یعنی انسان سب چیزوں کو استعمال کرتا ہے اب سوال یہ پیدا ہوتا ہے کہ پھر جب ساری دنیا کی کائنات کی چیزیں اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ نے انسان کے لیے بنائی ہے تو پھر انسان کو کیوں بنایا ہے اس کا جواب بھی قرآن پاک نے دیا ہے کہ وما خلقت الجن والانس الا ليعبدون کہ جن اور انس پروردگار نے اس لیے بنائے ہیں تاکہ وہ اللہ کی بندگی اختیار کریں اللہ کی فرما برداری اختیار کریں اب ایک سوال اور بھی پیدا ہوتا ہے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ نے یہ حقیقت تو بتا دی کہ هو الذی جعل لکم ما فی الارض جمیعا کہ زمین اور آسمان میں جو بھی کچھ بنایا گیا ہے وہ انسان کے لیے بنا ہے اور یہ حقیقت ہے کہ ہم روزانہ اس کا مشاہدہ کرتے ہیں وہ اس طرح پانی اس کے بارے میں اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ نے ارشاد فرمایا ہے وجعلنا من الماء كل شيء حي کہ ہر چیز کی جو زندگی کا دار و مدار ہے وہ پانی ہے اب سوال یہ پیدا ہوتا ہے کہ یہ جو پانی ہے یہ خود پانی کو اس کا کوئی اپنا فائدہ ہے پانی انسان ہے نا تو انسان اپنی زندگی کے اندر بہت ساری چیزیں اس کا فائدہ حاصل کرتا ہے اب سوال یہ پیدا ہوتا ہے کہ جب پانی کو کیا فائدہ ہے سورج کا سورج کو کیا فائدہ ہے اور چاند کا چاند کو کیا فائدہ ہے زمین کا زمین کو کیا فائدہ ہے اور زمین کے اوپر جتنے بھی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نے نباتات بنائی ہیں ان کو کیا فائدہ ہے اور اسی طرح یہ جتنی باقی جتنی مخلوق ہے جانوروں کو کیا فائدہ ہے کچھ بھی نہیں اس وجہ سے کہ اس کا جواب پہلے سے دے دیا کہ ان چیزوں کو بذات خود ان کو کوئی نفع نقصان نہیں ہے وہ بنائی ہی انسان کے فائدے کے لیے ہے اب انسان یہ ساری چیزوں کا استعمال کرتا ہے اور اسی وجہ سے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نے چند جگہ پہ قرآن پاک میں اشارہ فرمایا وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا کہ اگر تم اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی کی نعمتوں کو شمار کرو بس خالی اور کچھ نہیں کرنا، صرف بیٹھے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کی نعمتوں کو گنتے رہو، کبھی یہ بھی اللہ کی نعمت، یہ بھی اللہ کی نعمت، یہ بھی اللہ کی نعمت، وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَتَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا، کہ ہم ان نعمتوں کو گن نہیں سکتے ہیں، ان کا شمار نہیں کر سکتے، اتنی زیادہ نعمتیں ہیں. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی جیسی خالق ذات کا مل جانا یہ سب سے بڑی نعمت ہے، جس نے اپنی ذات کے بارے میں جا بجا کلام پاک میں احادیث کے اندر صفت رحمان کا ذکر فرمایا ہے، صفت رحیم کا ذکر فرمایا ہے، اور اول میں فرمایا ہے بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم. یوں بھی تو ہو سکتا ہے کہ اسماء الحسنہ میں سے جو ہزاروں ہیں ان میں سے کسی دوسری صفت کا نام بھی وہاں بیان کر دیتے، بسم اللہ الرحمن کی جگہ القہار بھی ہو سکتا تھا، الجبار بھی ہو سکتا تھا، اور البطش بھی ہو سکتا تھا، لیکن نہیں، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نے وہاں صفت رحمان بیان فرما کر یہ بتایا ان رحمتی واسعت فإیّایا فاعبدون، کہ میری صفت ساری جو ہے جتنی بھی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی کا نظام کائنات ہے اس پر وسیع ہے، تو اس وجہ سے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نے سب چیزیں بنائیں اور بنا کر انسان کی خدمت میں لگا دی. اب اندازہ لگائیے کہ وہ پوری کائنات چل رہی ہے، والشمس تجری لمستقر لها ذلك تقدیر العزیز العلیم والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القدیم، یہ کس کے لیے ہے؟ یہ ایک انسان کے لیے تو ہے. هنا نحن نسأل عن بأنفسنا، الله سبحانه يريد أن نتكلم وتحدث عن موضوع الشكر، الشكر وهو أمر مهم في الإسلام. الله سبحانه وتعالى بدأ كتابه بجملة الحمد لله رب العالمين، هذا يدل أن لا بد لكل شخص ولو كان مسلما او كافرا اي شخص لا بد له ان يشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى في كل حين وكل اوقات. لاجل هذا الله سبحانه وتعالى ذكر في كلامه لئن شكرتم لازيدنكم، اذا انتم تشكرون الله سبحانه وتعالى فالله سبحانه وتعالى يزداد نعمتكم. وذكر في مقام آخر إذا الناس يشكرون الله سبحانه وتعالى ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم، إذا أنتم تشكرون الله سبحانه وتعالى ولم يعذب أي أحدكم، إذا أنتم شاكرون الله، وهذا أمر مهم. لكن ماذا قال الحقيقة؟ إيش الحقيقة؟ معظم الناس لم يشكرون الله سبحانه وتعالى. عن حكاية إبليس وعن حكاية شيطان، ماذا قال شيطان؟ ثم لآتينهم من خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكر. شيطان يقول أنا آتي باليمين والشمال ومن خلف ومن وراء وكل جهة، يعني أربعة جهات، وهو ذكر في هذه الآية ما ذكر فوق وتحت. لماذا ذكر العلماء أن في هذه الأشياء جهتين فوق والأمام؟ إذا نحن نرى على فوق ونسقط في شيء، ولا بد لنا أن نمزر على الأرض. وأيضا قال شيطان وإبليس قال أغفي أغفى الناس بأي شيء بسبب عدم شكرهم بسبب كفرهم لله سبحانه وتعالى. الله سبحانه وتعالى mentioned today I want to elaborate regarding the importance of doing the shukr. to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very important. This is such thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the shaitan, the biggest enemy of humanity, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared over and over again in the Quran, Allah says, إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُّبِينٌ. He is our biggest enemy, and also our open enemy and clear enemy. The such enemy who is most experienced person in the world, and most knowledgeable person, and most oldest person, and he have the life till the last day, day of judgment. He especially requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah give me the chance so I can take with me as many people to Jahannam, to hellfire as possible. What is the main cause that enemy mentioned in the Quran? The shaitan says, when he was rejected by refusing to prostrate, to do sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam after the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, O Allah, I am going to come to the right side or left side, from front, from back, to take with me, to trap people different way. Shaitan have so many traps, so many tricks, because experience, he have the way, he have unique way for every single person to take him to hell, to misguide him, to take away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's because shaitan is already declared, and Allah also declared him as our biggest enemy. But what the shaitan says, so shaitan said, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَنْ عَيْمَانِ وَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. Four directions shaitan mentioned. I forgot to mention the two directions, the top and the bottom, above and below. So ulama, the scholars mentioned that these two directions, it has the safety and security for the humanity. From up, making the closest connection, strongest connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we need to walk, we need to look down. Otherwise, we will fall. If a person is going to walk and looking up, so he might fall he might drop over some things. So he need to look down. So the shaitan forget these two directions. So what the shaitan said at the end? لَأَتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. So you will not find. So shaitan, Allah says, the shaitan declare, you will not find the majority of the people who are doing the shukr, or they are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah also mentions, this is declared by the shaitan, it's the reality. We need to ask ourselves, the ni'mah, the bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us, do we deserve them? Are we eligible to receive all those ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how often and how many times we appreciate those ni'mah and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with appreciation and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, you provided me this and this ni'mah. I am grateful to you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore mentioned, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي يَشْكُرُ. This is the fact and reality. Allah says, very few people, majority are ungrateful. Majority of the human being and the Muslims, they are ungrateful. And Allah says, very few people who are doing the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bahut kam ta'daad mein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala farmate hain ki Allah ka shukr log karte hain. Aksariyat insanon mein aur musalmanon mein na shukr hai. Aur phir Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne farmaya ki agar Allah ki ne'maton ko insaan shumar karna shuru kare, ginna shuru kare ki kitni ne'matein, to hum shumar nahi kar sakte. Allah says, mention in the verse, if we are going to count how many ni'mah Allah has granted me, our number will end, our life will end, Our chance will end. Our ability will finish. But we will not be able to count all the ni'mah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower us or favor us. That's how great ni'mah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us. We are drowned in the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the other hand, we are not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Allah in one ayah, Allah give a hukam, order, command. Fazkuruni, Allah says, remember me, and washkuruli, and do a shukr to me. Wala takfur, Allah said, don't be ungrateful to me. But this thing we have neglected, we forget all this. We think we just take everything for granted because we think that I deserve it. If we look upon, if we ponder over actions, I think none of us are worthy of receiving all those ni'mah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us in our life. So then in response, what we should do? We need to develop a habit. We need to develop a habit to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began His Quran, His word, His wahi with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So this is to teach us, we need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also declared in the ayah, Allah says, if the people are going to be grateful to me, what am I going to do? Why am I going to give them punishment? مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ If people believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why Allah going to punish them? No, Allah not going to punish them. Always the punishment comes when people become ungrateful. Many times we complain that such and such thing happened to me or my wife or my children or to friends or family members. But we forget to judge our actions. مَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَّبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ Whatever happened, that is due to our actions. Whatever we have done. Luqman alayhi salatu wa salam, one of the wisest person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about him. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ فَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ So he says, he is giving that advice, he says, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do a shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, again, he is mentioning the fact, the reality, he says, if you are going to do a shukr, you are doing it for yourself. You are not, no one is doing a favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. We are not doing a favor. If any person is doing a shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this doesn't mean, I am doing some sort of favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah already granted me. So, the question, was it not possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us any other creation? We could be any harmful animal. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us human being. It was also possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could create us from among the non-believers. But Allah created us, made us from among the believers. It was also possible we would not have the guidance. We could be deprived from the iman at the time of eating. What we say? Bismillah at the beginning. At the end, what do we say? Alhamdulillah الذي أطعمنا وسقانا وجعلنا مسلمين. Two things combined here. The question arises here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning this dua. To read it, to recite it, to make this dua after eating. أطعمنا. Make sense, relevant. Because we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us rizq we have. consumed. Wasaqana, we have liquid to drink, any form. It makes sense. So we do shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, at'amana wasaqana and waja'alana muslimin. So why that is mentioned here? What is the word Muslim is mentioned here in this dua? The human being is comprised of the two things. One is the outer body, and the second is soul. The requirement for the body is come from the earth, any source of survival, that is either the water or anything what we eat or consume, that comes from the earth. And the soul came from up from the heaven, so they also require its nourishment. What is that? It's the wahi. Soul came from up in from the heaven, this nourishment also came from there in the form of revelation. So accordingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make this dua after consuming anything, after eating or drinking anything. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. So reminding the believer, the Muslims, that as this food is the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, drink is ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the iman in Islam is also the greatest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waja'alana muslimin. Allah made us Muslim. Did we ever ponder over this word consciously and made this dua in our life? Or we just, due to the habit, just recited? Most of the people, majority of the people, even don't read this dua after eating or drinking. They don't bother. It's come the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever do a shukr after consuming anything, Allah will not ask the question on the day of judgment about that ni'mah. If a person do a shukr and begin with the Bismillah Allah's name to use it. So do we have a habit with Allah's name at the beginning, at the end, the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's what, this is the lesson we need to learn. This is the thing we need to bring into our life. Most of the complaints come from this, because we always complain. The hadith is a hadith I have recited in the khutbah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, is mentioning regarding the status of the believer, that whenever he is in a good condition, he do a shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He got reward. If a person is not in favorable condition, in miserable condition, what he do? He do a sabr. There are only the two conditions in the world of the person. Either person will be happy or unhappy. Either person will be healthy or unhealthy. So a person is healthy, shukr, other sabr. So when he do sabr, he also gets reward. In any condition, in any form, the person, the human, the Muslims, is beneficial, getting the reward in either way, in either conditions. And also in another hadith which I recited in the khutbah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who do a shukr after eating, do a shukr after eating or consuming anything, the person gets the reward of the fasting person. The fasting person who do a sabr. It's not the only normal person, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as-sabir, he used the word. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the word as-saim sabir. It's not a normal sabir. It's conditional. The fasting person who do a sabr, because many times a person fast but do not do a sabr, is not a patient. Complain, I'm thirsty, I'm hungry, I'm this and that, tired, all these of things. Lose the reward of fasting. So what's the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? a person will get or attain the reward of patient fasting person by doing a shukar after eating or drinking. A person is eating and not fasting, but getting the reward of the highest person. What is the reward for the fasting person, the person who is patient? Patientful fasting person. Asawmu lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. On what's the reality of the fasting? Is sabr. Wama ajr sabr al jannah. So that's how great reward by doing the shukr after eating. Yani ham na apni zindagi ke andar isko chhod diya. Lamba nahi karna chahta hai. Ke ye kya hai? Ke Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would stand in salah. His feet would become swollen. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha would ask him, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why you put yourself into that much difficulty and hardship? What he replied, Afala akuna abdan shakura. Don't I become the person, the abd, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One of the easiest way to get the shukr or having the shukr, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also gave us one remedy, one way of achieving that condition. We start looking upon those people, those who are less privileged than me or us. Then we will have that ability to do a shukr for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not, we avoid looking those who are more like wealth or health or these sort of things. Then we will become ungrateful. We always look upon those who are less fortunate. This is the one. Most of the time, what is the main cause of ungratefulness? It's because we always look upon people, those who are above us, in a form of wealth, health, or status, or anything. Then a person naturally become ungrateful. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam bataya ki tum shukr ki aadat kis tarah hasil karoge? Ke jo apne se neecha hai, jo neeche kam hai, jinko kam, yani sehat mein, maal mein, daulat mein, izzat mein, unko dekho, shukr ki kaifiyat paida hogi. Jo ne'mat hamare paas hain, unki shukr ki kaifiyat paida hogi. And there are three ways to do a shukr. I'll finish. The first way, verbally we say shukr by reciting all relevant du'as, and also by, for example, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr, or Allahumma asbaha bi min ni'matin bi hadin min khalqika fa minka wahda la sharika lak, or Allahumma amsa, if we are reading this du'a in the evening. So all these relevant du'as of the shukr we recite verbally and also the physically, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Prophet Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, اعملوا آل داود شكرا. So he practically did the shukr, he did the sajda shukr, went to sajda. So practically we do. And also the third way, any ni'mah, which is obviously all the ni'mah, or any ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must not abuse it. What's that mean? Meaning is that we must not use that ni'mah, whether that is the health, life, or wealth, anything, in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We always use it for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this means, if we are using that ni'mah, whether it's as the health, wealth, for the eyes in the disobedient, ears in disobedient, and also the tongue disobedient, hands and all of our ability disobedient, so this means that is a kufr. Other way around, if we all use for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will be shukr. So this is the conclusion of my today's topic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to do all form of shukr. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أكبر.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.